This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Stacey Lawrence, who is leaving as volleyball coach at Ipswich High School. And Stacey, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, you have had such great success at Ipswich, and I kind of rephrasing this or setting this up in kind of a funny way here for you, because three state titles in a row. And it almost feels like there's unfinished business for you here in Ipswich, Stacey. I mean, come on. I mean, you got to go for the fourth, right?
I know. It definitely was a difficult decision to make to leave Ipswich, especially with, you know, basically refilling the roster and having a very good opportunity for that team to go and to make it to a fourth state championship match and win it. I did tell the team already, and I was like, you know what, like, when you make it to that state finals match in November, I will do everything in my power to be there to watch you win it.
That would be great. 23-0 last year. Here's a question for you, Stacey. You know, you have a volleyball background, but did you ever see this coming? I mean, 4 years at Ipswich and now the three straight titles the last 3 years. Could you ever envision something like this happening?
I mean, I definitely not something that you think is an actual reality, right? I think any coach would dream of being able to have even just one state title, and the fact that I have been blessed with a program and with kids who have allowed us to go to three back-to-back-to-back state titles is pretty amazing. I would have never thought that I would have done it this young, being only 26. Like, it's quite unique in terms of circumstances, and I am very blessed, and I never would have thought when I started coaching that this would be where I would be at this point of my life.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners would like to know why the success at Ipswich, and how does that happen, and what is it in your background at the young age of 26 and probably starting at 22 there, right? How does this happen, and how do you develop a program like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of where I come from in terms of my coaching and, like, my strong suit comes from the building, specifically the soft skills, right? We can coach hard skills. We can coach how to serve, how to pass, how to hit, and all of those things. And a lot of people can teach that really, really well. I think what has set Ipswich apart the last handful of years is the connections that they have off the court and their ability to push through, right? Our last two state tournament games have gone to five sets, and we were down and we were the ones who were losing, and they were able to pull it back, right? And I grew up with my mom being a coach for 30 plus years. She had a very successful program, and so I learned a lot from her in terms of building up those skills when they come in as freshmen or when you take over the program. That's a focus. And I think that's something that the program the last handful of years has done very, very well, and the kids have bought into it as well.
I know. I want you to talk about where you're going, because if I'm pronouncing this right, I think we are now Boerne, Texas, the high school, Boerne High School in Texas. But this is, you're making this move to be closer to your family, your extended family, correct?
Yeah. So I originally am from California, and I moved out here to go play volleyball at Endicott College, and ended up staying out here. So I have been without being close to my side of the family since 2015, and so my husband and I both decided that it was time for us to move a little bit closer to family. We'll only be about 20 minutes away from my family by living in Boerne. So we're very excited again. It was a very difficult decision to make, but we're excited for the opportunities.
What kind of a high school is that? What can you tell me?
Yeah, so Boerne High School is one of the larger high schools in Texas. So right now they're classified as a 4A school, which is, so their divisions are flipped from Massachusetts, right? One is our top division. 6A is their top and largest division. Next school year, they are going to be moving up from 4A to 5A. They have just under 1,500 kids, I believe, that attend their school.
Wow. All right. That's unusual to have them flip those divisions like that. That's it doesn't usually happen. Some districts, I remember, or states years ago would have A, B, C or something like that, with A being the largest, you know? So,
right,
class
right,
A.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, going to a bigger school, and it'll be an interesting change for sure, but I'm definitely ready for the challenge.
Absolutely. Well, as you look back at the years at Ipswich, you've already touched on some of this, but When you look at the titles, you mentioned last year coming back, you know, in the five sets and so on. What was the tell us about that first state title 3 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that was when we were still going through, right, the last parts of COVID. We had masks on, and so there was definitely more challenges that I hope we never have to face again in terms of athletics, right? And that you had a barrier in front of you, so you couldn't necessarily connect in a lot of the ways that, in terms of volleyball, that you were used to, right? So definitely throughout that entire season, we were trying to navigate, okay, how do you safely play in masks? How do you communicate, right? Because most of our communication is nonverbal, and so when you have half of your face covered, how are you able to express what you're feeling? How can I read you in order to help you be a better athlete, right? So there definitely was that component to it too. But when we got to that state final game, it was just about enjoying it, right? Which is what I try to tell the kids every single year too. But it was like, hey, like, we had a plan going into it, and we knew that we were going to strategize and target their weaknesses and these particular parts, and we were going to fight to the very end, but we were going to enjoy every single second of playing in that match. And they did not give up, even from that first state tournament game. I think if I can remember, it was pretty close. It was neck and neck. Like, we were in, like, 2020, 2021. We didn't end up winning the first two sets until it was, I think, 23-23, and I think we served two aces in a row or something similar to that in the end of both of those first two sets. And that kind of wiped out Medway in terms of the mental strength going into that third set, and you're like, wow, like, we thought we had that, and they just stole it right from under us. And that's kind of what I felt like for that first time around, is that we battled, and it was just came down to who made less mistakes.
Well, let's go to year number two. Tell me more about that that playoff run, if you will.
Yeah,
title number two. I'm talking about, yeah.
Yes, definitely the added stress that wasn't there for the first time around, right? We talked a lot at the beginning of the season, like, hey, this is a different season. Like, yes, we would love to be able to get back to that state final game, but we're going to enjoy every single game and make our way to get there. We can do it, but we got to focus on one game at a time. And so when we finally got there, right, there was this idea that, hey, whoever we're playing, we're going to be the defending state champs, and they're going to want to do everything, right? They got nothing to lose. And I think we definitely felt that pressure going into those first two sets, and that you're like, oh my God, well, like, we're the defending state champs. We're supposed to win again, right? There's that pressure that, well, they did it last year, why can't we do it this year? And it wasn't until that third set that our captains, Grace and Rachel, were like, hey, like, we don't have anything to lose at this point. We're here. We might as well enjoy it and leave it all out on the court. Like, we're not going to not play our game. And I think that was a big difference for us, for sure.
All right. So now you already touched a bit on last year, or, you know, 2023 in the fall there. What can you tell me about last year?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the match, I don't think we were playing our best, to be honest. You know, like, whether it was an off day and Bellingham caught us by surprise because they were super, super young and talented. But again, it was kind of that same idea. Like, you're here, you might as well put everything out there. We had some younger players step up a lot in terms of shifting momentum in those third and fourth sets that really kind of set the tone. Whichever coach takes over that Ipswich program is going to have some really, really good weapons in their arsenal, considering that I believe at one point in the dominant fourth set, when we were going on a very large run, there was only one senior on the court. And that talks a lot about how they trust each other and how much they love the game and just want to give 100% effort.
Let me ask you about this too. And I know you can't get into naming players or lots of players here. I get that, you know, just it'd be impossible and it'd be so easy to leave people out. But if I were to ask you some kind of question like that, when you think about players or captains, what will you think about, you know, from your Ipswich teams?
Oh, yeah, that is definitely difficult. I'll probably, like, kind of just, like, in general, just in terms of growth and how much I was able to watch them grow, whether it was just for a season or if it was for a couple of seasons or since they were freshmen and just graduated. I know that I had a couple captains 2 years ago who were very nervous to be captains, and then to all of a sudden be able to grow and step into that and that confidence was huge. I know specifically the four seniors I graduated this year, Tessa Flynn, Sophie DeGrappo, Ella Stein, and Kate Miller were all in the program as freshmen when I came in as my first year. And so I definitely feel like that class is gonna have a special place in my heart, right? They were my first freshmen. They were my first people I got to totally see grow through my program, and they didn't have another head coach before that, which I think is definitely super, super special. And, you know, I, like I said, I could talk forever if I mentioned every single kid, but I'll talk about those three, I guess.
No, that's perfect. And, you know, I think you're right. You know, these watching them grow and, you know, I kind of had a question around that as well, but you've already nailed that. So here's one for you, Stacey. 23-0 last year. The year before, you run through the playoffs. You win the state tournament. So when was your last loss? When was the loss number 7 for you as a coach? And who was that against? Come on, I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I think it was Marblehead right before the playoffs started.
All right.
It would have been the 2022 season. We had a couple of players out for injury, and it was a rough game, to say the least. We were not at 100%, and that was Marblehead's stud of a senior class, and so we were outgunned for sure.
All right, perfect. Yeah, all right. Yeah, but that was a while ago. Well, Stacey, is there anything else you wanna mention? Kind of, you know, when do you actually leave for Texas?
We'll leave at the end of the school year. We'll finish out our school year's teaching, and then we'll start the move down in June because teachers report August 1st. So it'll be a short summer this year, but we'll head down late June.
That's right. Some of these areas, the schools start into early August, right? Or am I wrong on that?
Yeah, they start early August, but they're out like May 22nd, so they still have about the same length of summer. It's just shifted based on weather, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Anything else you'd like to say, Stacey, you know, about Ipswich, leaving Ipswich, whatever, before, you know, it's kind of a farewell, if you will.
Yeah, I am just so grateful for everybody that's been able to help build the Ipswich program to what it is, right? Carrie O'Connor came in and built the program from scratch along with Lily Ivanoff, and they created a great foundation in order to let the program springboard to what it's been the last 4 years. I wanted to thank Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Mitchell and Dr. Blake all at the Ipswich School for hiring a young kid who loved the game of volleyball and wanted to share her love and her passion for it with students, and everybody in the Ipswich community who's bought in, and all of the North Shore media, right? You guys there at MSO News Sports and Salem News and Ipswich Local and the Boston Globe and all of these places who have been able to allow these girls to shine and show them what they got in terms of what they love and the sport they love.
Well, it's certainly you're obviously the face of the program as the coach, and But to you, of course, your coaching staff there, to the players and their families over those years, congrats on what you've all been able to accomplish. It's been a great story, and it's one of those stories that you just think, as I was saying it right at the very beginning, you think, this is going to keep going. I mean, you'll be back, you know, but it's not the case now. But anyways, Stacey, thanks so much for all of your time and for joining us a few times, of course, as well over the years. And again, congrats and best of luck on the move.
Thank you very much. I always appreciate it.
Stacey Lawrence with us, exiting as a volleyball coach at Ipswich High School here on MSONewsSports.com.